Francisco, you're having an open house here today at Seaford Technologies. It's a brand new building. What is this all about?
Yeah, this is an expansion. The demand for our services has grown in the last few years quite steadily. And in order to respond to the industry needs for our services, there was no other way but to expand.
And you also had an announcement today with the federal minister. What was the announcement?
The Western diversification has helped several projects that we have conducted in partnership with the industry with matching funds. So the announcement is that we have been conducting several projects related to leak detection, both on the ground, and now we're moving to our aerial leak detection. So this announcement is essentially matching funds to industry funds to get equipment for those projects.
So looking at this leak detection and this new project that you got the funds for, what exactly is involved in that?
Essentially, there are several technologies for leak detection, but the pipeline operators, they need to be sure that they will work as claimed before they go ahead and spend a lot of money trying to install those things in their pipelines. So the services that we provide is qualification work in which we test those technologies in conditions that are very close to what they will see in the field, and therefore, first of all, gives the operators very good information about in which conditions those technologies do work and in which conditions they may not be as effective. But it also gives information back to the technology providers so that they can improve their systems going forward.
Well, here at Seaford, what is it that you have that's special that allows you to do that extreme testing?
It's a capability that we have built over the years. These are systems that don't exist anywhere else in the world. You really need to understand what the client needs. So we bring this to the table with understanding of the field operations and what the operator is trying to do. And then we combine this with very smart engineers here that can essentially engineer a customized testing system that will provide the answers that the industry needs.
And what would be some of the challenges that the pipeline people would have that they need to do this sort of testing?
Well, the pipeline operators, they always want to mitigate any risks, right? These risks may be to safety or populations around the pipeline, to the environment, and even economic risks, because of course, if there is a failure of a pipeline, they also, you know, there are losses of revenue and so on. So it's all about de-risking their investment, right, and making sure that the pipeline is safe. So there are things that you can do on the design, making sure that you have the pipeline of the right material, the right thicknesses, and so on. There are things that you can do operationally, and then there are things that you can do to make sure that if there is a leak, you detect it promptly, and you have a response planning in place so that you can minimize the consequences of such a leak. You know, they do their job. Our job is to help them be the best they can be in those tasks.
This new building, how big is it and what special things do you have here?
The whole building is a 48,000 square foot building. The lab itself, I believe it's 27,000 square foot, so it's a big lab. And we're lucky that we could provide input into the construction specs of the building. So as you can see, there's a big height, and then high capacity cranes, for example, that we can maneuver all these big pieces of equipment that we can see. And then we have some testing systems, again, that are unique in the world in terms of capacity to simulate pressure, temperatures, loads that pipelines see when they are in operation. So what distinguishes us is that the testing is done in very close to the actual conditions in the field.
And you still have your other building too with your other labs.
And that's correct. This building now hosts our pipeline division, but we also have an EMP division that works essentially with wells, drilling, completion, production operations. And so now we are using the lab that we have in the research park at Carcloak Road, mostly to do work for the EMP division. Our operations are flexible. The pipeline people still do work there when needed, and EMP people also can do work here if needed.
How far and wide do your clients come from?
Well, someone counted the other day, we have clients all over the world, more than 30 countries. We have clients in Australia, we have clients in China, we have clients in Russia, South America, you name it, and then we have been there.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on the opening of the new building.
Thank you very much, Sharon.